Okay, so you have in front of you the Gemara is in Shabbos, right? Chav Gimel. All this is by way of getting into Siman Tav Reish Ayin Tes. Let me the Gemara says like this: conflict in halachic values, which comes first, which is takes priority. The Gemara says, Omer Rava, pshitali. It's obvious to me. It's poshit. If I only have enough money for one, ner beso v'ner chanaka. So what should I do? So ner beso. What's the mile of Ner Beso? This is by Erev Shabbos Chanukah, and you only have enough money. So Ner Beso gives me Shalom Bais. V'Ner Chanukah gives me Persumenisa. So which one wins out? Shalom Bais or Persumenisa? So says the Gemara, says Rava, Ner Beso Adif. So Shalom Bais wins, the Chanukah candle wins out, Mishum Shalom Beso. Now, a new conflict over here. Ner Beso V'Kiddush Hayom. So I only have enough money for buy a candle for Shabbos, or I have for Kiddush during the daytime. Ner beso adam mishum shalom beso. Boy Rava, ner chana v'kiddush hayom mahu. So now between, obviously Shalom Bayis was kept winning out, but now between who comes in number two? If I have only enough money for Ner Chanukah for Kiddush, daytime Kiddush Rabbah, what's the din? Kiddush hayom adiv de todir. Maybe I should spend the money to buy wine for Kiddush, because that's Tadir. You know, Tadir she'ena Tadir. Tadir comes first, so I should do that, because that comes every Shabbos, whereas, you know, Chanukah is only once a year. Al dilma ner Chanukah adif mishum persumenisa. Maybe the mile of persumenisa wins out over that. So basa d'abaye, hoder pasha. After he asked it, he went back and he answered his own question. Ner Chanukah adif. Really, you should spend the money on ner Chanukah mishum persumenisa. So again, in the hierarchy, it would come out that Shalom Bayis, meaning a Shabbos candle, right? Meikardin is only one candle you need. That would be the top. Then would come Chanukah, and then would come Kiddush Rabbah. Rashi says, near base near Chanukah, near base with Shabbos, v'hu ani, the guy is poor, right? Ve'ein lo kedei liknos shemen l'shtei neiros. He can only afford one. So that's the Gemara's question. And we see that there is the hierarchy as to, you know, what we should do. Morning. There you go. So,
but they're assuming Kiddush for Friday.
That's the Derisa. Right. Yeah. So then, if you don't have money, you'll make the Kiddush on the Challah. I don't need the wine for that. But the way the Rashi is learning up the Gemara is that you only have enough money for one. But there are other ways of learning what's the Gemara's question, namely which candle should I light first? If I have Ner Chanukah this week, right, Friday, I have Ner Chanukah and I have Ner Shabbos, which candle? So according to that, we'll see in a second. Let me show you. You have the Ramban. Let's see, page 2 is the Ramban. These are the footnotes over here from a very big Talmud Chacham, Reb Moshe Hirschler. He was at YU. For a certain point, he was in Skokie from 1976 to 1979. He wrote the footnotes here on the Ramban. He wrote on the Meiri, a very big Talmud Chacham, did a lot in Rishonim. He also wrote, it's a four-volume set, Refuah B'Halacha. Have you ever seen that? That's Reb Moshe Hirschler. Yeah, it's very, very. He was Nifter in 1991. So if you look on the left-hand side, this is the Ramban now. Right, what's the Ramban talking about? So near Chanukah, near Beso Adif. So according to that, that means that what's Adif is the one you should light first. Mashmali da Afla Hadlik Amrinan. We're not talking about how much money you have. We're talking about you're getting both of them, but you to light them. Makdimin near Beso near Chanukah. So in terms of, now we don't pasken like this Ramban. This is completely clear. But according to the way the Ramban is learning up the Gemara, you should light what Shabbos first. And then Chanukah, Magdi near Basil, linear Chanukah. You're lighting both, right? Shekol haTadir meshubach mechaveru kodem lechaveru, because it's Tadir. We light Chanukah candles more often than we light the Shabbos candles. Avareisi the Baal Halachos, right? So the Bahag, we've talked about this over the years. The Bahag has this interesting shita, and the Bahag says, you know what? When you light Shabbos candles, that is Kabbalah Shabbos, right? Which is what the minhag has become, that when a woman or a man, well, let's just say for a woman, pashut, when a woman lights Ner Chanukah every Friday, that is for Kabbalah Shabbos. That's because it's the Bahag. But the Ramban doesn't learn like that. And other Rishonim also don't learn like that. So you know what the Ramban would tell you? You know what lighting Shabbos candles is? It's like setting the table. It's like making the bed. It's like taking a shower. It's hachana. You're preparing for Shabbos. But who says that's a Kabbalah Shabbos, right? What's what I'm saying, right? I'll reisi lebal halachos kedolosal shomer heichid call boy la aluke near Chanukah near Shabbos. Bereishim malik Chanukah. First, you have to light Chanukah first. To harder malik shel Shabbos, and you have to light Shabbos afterwards again because once you lit Shabbos, you can't be makabel. You can't be makabel. You're makabel Shabbos. You can't light Chanukah anymore. D I'd like the Shabbos bereisha, right? If you're going to light Shabbos first. It's erlei la aluki de Chanukah. It's also if you know light Chanukah. Mishum de Kabbalah Shabbos aleh, because you were makabel Shabbos. He's quoting this Bahag. Again, the Bahag Shita is that lighting near Chanukah is your acceptance. But who says, right? Kamo hu dochuk, right? Zehatam im amru biyom hakipurim kein im amru zman. Okay, I'm going to skip a little bit for that. Mishum de mosif and mechol hakodesh, because okay, the whole idea of Tosefes Yom Kippur oichli in the poskim mi baod yom oichli hafsik lekabel. Here we go. V'kem into Amr Zman Harei Kablu Aval Halakas near Shabbos. Halakas near Shabbos. Im Hiliku Mi Ba'od Yom. That's the Rosh Yeshiva stands for. Membeis Ayin Yud Mi Ba'od Yom. Ma Kibel Shabbos Yesh Bekach. How is that Kabbalah Shabbos? Right? The Ron said, how is that Kabbalah Shabbos? Harei Kidei Shalo Yehei Torud Be'erev. Oh, so you're just doing it now because you know you want it's preparations. Imke Hilik Ner Shal Shabbos Lo Alik Ner Acheres Vadaraba Lo Mipnei. Top of the next page. Shehu Shabbos Humadlik. I'm not doing that. Ella Mipnei Shadayin Einu Shabbos Madlik. You're lying because it's not. Okay, so it says that this doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. The Gemara's question was, which should I light first? The Gemara says you light Shabbos before you light Chanukah. It's not talking about the way Rashi was learning that you only have enough money for one, so I can only afford one, which I light. According to Ramban, it's talking about I have to. Right? And the Rashba, who's Talmud of the Ramban, learns this way in the Gemara also, that it's talking where I have to. Really, I should light Shabbos first. Light Shabbos candles first, and then light Chanukah, because Shabbos lighting air has nothing to do with it.
But if you're learning that way, then what do you do with Kiddush?
I have no money for that.
But we're saying, in terms of priority.
First of all, let's see if I don't have enough money. Forget the money, but if I don't, I'll say Kiddush on the challah.
But we're talking about in the morning.
No.
Because there's two examples to use, right? The first is.
So you're asking about the second part of the Gemara about which has the priorities.
Yeah.
So he's still working with the first part. Well, maybe we'll come back to that. But in the first part right now, just in terms of the candles, which should I light first? Not that I only have one, and then which should I do first? Fine. So then if you think, right, because again, Me'ikr Hadin, you only need to light one, right? You only need one. That's the Bahatanya has the diak from we say in Abame Madlikin, Hidliku Es Haner. Light the candle, right? The minute it gets to light two. But really, so you light one candle. You have enough for one candle. So the Rashi learned that you only have enough for one, so which should I light? The Ramban is saying, no, it's not a question of which one should I buy? The question is, which one should I do first? Light Shabbos first. Because Shabbos is not dependent upon, Kabbalah Shabbos is not dependent upon lighting the Shabbos Neros.
Another question, Joel.
Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah.
So if Ramban uses the principle of Adit, right, Tadir is Koido. That's what he said. But that implies that lighting is a mitzvah. That's not part of Hachana per se. You might say Hachana is also a mitzvah, but I'm just saying it's typically not the way it's compared. Like when you have the two discrete mitzvahs to compare, comparing and trying to determine the priority, it has to constitute a mitzvah. So if he's going to quote that principle.
The principle is of Shalom Bayis. Is Shalom Bayis Adif than Persumenisa?
He's saying in terms of lighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
said the mitzvah is that, but not that you're
bringing it. The Gemara says that you should use Shabbos.
No, I understand, but what was the distinction you're making that it's not, lighting the Shabbos candle is not Makabel Shabbos?
Great. I'm lighting my candle either because of Kavod Shabbos, I'm lighting my candle maybe because of Onig Shabbos, I'm lighting my candle maybe because of Shalom Bayis. Whatever reason in the Rishonim I give for why I'm lighting it, the way the Ramban's learning the Gemara is that you're supposed to light that first, and then you light Chanukah, which is not how we paskin. It was good. Do we have time to do it? Do we have time? We out of time? Yeah, we're out of time. Okay, so there's him tomorrow. We'll pick up with Shulchan Aruch in Tov Reishayin Tes. Who says, I'll just read it. Be'erv Shabbos Malik Ner Chanukah Techila V'Achakach Ner Shabbos. So the Mechaber says, not like the Ramban that we light at first, but this is a big discussion. This is a big discussion. Why should that have to be that you would light? Again, the Bahag won out. The Bahag somehow, I don't think it's the majority of the Mishonim. I think the majority of them not like the Bahag, but nevertheless, that became the minhag, is that we do assume, unless we will talk about the exceptions, but we do assume that the person, woman, certainly lights near Chanukah. Lights Shabbos, then that is her acceptance. So we'll light Chanukah first, and then we'll light Shabbos. Okay, Shkoyach, everybody.
Shkoyach.